This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. A bill in the legislature would put $100 million into the state's child care system. Here's Denverite's Kyle Harris.
Half the money would come from COVID relief funds and the other half from federal grants. The money would go to early childhood education, funding new child care centers, and employee retention. Since the pandemic, child care centers have been cutting services. Educators have been quitting and centers are struggling to replace them. Half of Colorado is considered a child care desert, and parents say if they're going to return to work, their kids need affordable care now. I'm Kyle Harris, Denverite.
Colorado's Economic Development Commission approved more than $12 million in incentives for a semiconductor company in Colorado Springs. CPR Sarah Mulholland says the expansion could add more than 640 jobs.
The Gazette reports the average salary for those jobs would be about $88,000, well above the average in El Paso County. The jobs would include engineers, plant managers, and technicians. The Gazette reports the company could be Microchip Technology, which already employs more than 700 in the area. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
Colorado Avalanche hockey will play two games in Europe later this year. CPR's Andrew Villegas reports this is just the second time the team will travel for regular season games across the Atlantic.
The Avs will face the Columbus Blue Jackets in Finland this November. Colorado has two Finnish players on its roster, Mika Rantanen and Arturi Lehkonen. Columbus has two as well. The Avalanche last played regular season games in Europe in 2017 when the team traveled to Sweden, but for now the Avs are focused on this season's Stanley Cup playoffs, which start May 2nd. I'm Andrew Villegas, CPR News.
There is extreme fire danger for much of Colorado today, dry and windy on the plains and along the Front Range through this afternoon. And there's more on today's conditions at CPR.org. This is CPR News and KRCC.